95 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hello, I'm Kate Nash and I'm doing a DJ residency on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. this month, I'm playing songs that I love. My new album, Nine Sad Symphonies, is coming out on June 21st. And this record was really inspired by musical theatre. So I'm going to start tonight's show with a song called Going Through the Motions from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the musical episode, Once More with Feeling. I'm a huge Buffy fan. She was kind of my feminist awakening, I think, apart from my mum, who's a very strong force in our household. But yeah, Buffy was sort of that introduction to like what people thought a girl should be and what a girl could be, and overcoming everything in life through, I guess, belief in yourself and perseverance. And I love this episode so much. I remember when I heard that it was happening, I thought, oh God, what is this going to be like? But I really recommend watching it if you haven't seen it. If you're not a Buffy fan, what is wrong with you? I don't have time to fix that. But I do recommend getting into Buffy because I truly believe that there's an episode for Buffy for any single emotional problem that you are going through. And as a girl, as a young girl watching this show that puts her emotions and feelings about being a teenage girl at the same level of importance as saving the world, that really validated me. So this is Going Through the Motions by the cast of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Every single night, the same arrangement, I go out and fight the fight. Still I always feel the strangest strangement, nothing here is real, nothing here is right. I've been making shows of trading blows, just hoping no one knows that I've been going through the motions, walking through the part. Nothing seems to penetrate my heart. I was always brave and kind of righteous. Now I find I'm wavering. Crawl out of your grave, you find this fight just doesn't mean a thing.
She ain't got that swing.
Thanks for noticing.
She does pretty well with fiends from hell, but lately we can tell that she's just going through the motions.
Going through the motions.
Somehow, she's not even half the girl she...
Stay this way forever, sleepwalk through my life's endeavor.
How can I repay?
Whatever, I don't wanna be. Going through the motions, losing all my drive. I can't even see if this is really me. And I just wanna be.
Thank you.
pass, and I thought I had to please. I'm leaving at the door. I don't wanna be like that anymore, 'cause I've already explained, I've already argued. I don't have to be there, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to listen. May break my bones, but words will cut me quicker. You can't get there sooner than me, 'cause I am a killer. I ride my bike so fast, you know I ride it recklessly. I'm speeding blind round corners, hoping that the driver sees me. Need to test the dealer, dealing cars, but do they listen? For all my lies and mistakes, wasted time, am I forgiven? The priest, he told me life isn't fair, then taught me a lesson. And the boy who whipped me up by stricken me is just conditioned. That I thought I had to be. Everyone, every person I thought I had to please. I'm leaving at the door. I don't wanna be like that anymore, 'cause I've already explained, I've already argued. I don't have to be there, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to listen, I don't have to understand.
Yeah.
I'm Kate Nash, your artist in residence this month at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We just listened to Myth of a Salesman by Revenge Wife, who I also played on last week's show. And before that was My Bile, which is a song by me from my new record, Nine Sad Symphonies. My Bile is a song about having nothing left to give to, I don't know, a person, society's expectations of you, everything that you've sort of tried, you've fought your whole life. You're just like, I'm done. This is where the buck stops here. This is where the line is. Draw the line in the sand and don't go down that route anymore of trying to like prove something that you don't need to prove, or fight someone that like isn't giving you anything, or just having to be this version of a person that isn't a real human being for society. There's some other interesting lyrics in there about my OCD and ways that I sort of tested my purpose when I was young, growing up, and before I was diagnosed as having OCD, I guess. I would ride around on my bike, taking these really reckless bike journeys because I had a heart condition and I had to make a decision about whether I was going to have heart surgery. And I wanted to sort of test the dealer, I suppose. And yeah, there's also lyrics about people that have harmed me and thinking about ways in which they were conditioned, how we've all been conditioned in ways, and how do we move past some of that hurt, and maybe accepting that we're all product of like being conditioned is helpful. I don't know, is it? Anyway, it's Saturday night, it's 6 p.m. Let's talk about something fun like Beyoncé's new album, Cowboy Carter, which I love. I really respect Beyoncé. I think she's an incredible artist. She's one of the only artists left that gives me that crazy excitement that I feel like I had when I was 14 for albums and musicians, when you were like waiting for things to come out because so much of art now is consumed so quickly because of the internet. And I think Beyoncé does a really good job of making releases feel special. I was so excited about this album. I love what she has done musically and artistically. So without further ado, this is Riverdance by Beyoncé.
straight back to life, but never took my senses. We fight and then we make amends. Arrest me and bring me my rights. I plan to steal your heart again on Saturday and Sunday night.
Bounce on the hit thing. Bounce on the hit thing.
We dance.
Bounce on the hit.
Shouldn't have you. Should I be so candid? I don't feel abandoned. I got love around me, but this isn't Kansas. Nah, this isn't Kansas. Feel like I abandoned people in my family. Hope you know I love you. I call you when I've landed. I just couldn't stand it. All this stress around me, nah, I couldn't stand it. Hope you understand me. Open up my bandwidth. Put your arms around me. Wanna fill my hands with those that make me happy. I got pieces missing. You're the one I'm matched with. Filling up my hands with love that's everlasting. Wanna be a man, but sometimes I can't manage. Hope you understand it. I know you understand it. Heaven wouldn't have me. Heaven wouldn't have me. Hope I make you happy. I know I make you happy. You're my one and only. You're my one and that's it. Heaven couldn't have you. Even if they asked me, heaven shouldn't have you. Heaven shouldn't have you. Heaven shouldn't have you. Heaven shouldn't have you.
By God, I'd love to love it here. The only home I've known. And sure, I'd miss the evening mist and glistening cobblestones. But it gets
Kate Nash. I've got a radio gig this month as the SoCal Sounds Artist in Residence, and I just played The Score by Grian Chattin, who you might also know as the frontman for Fontaines DC, who have a new record coming out called Romance. I absolutely love this band, and I love Grian's solo record. It's so poetic and cool and dark and just interesting. I love his work. His lyricism is like so beautiful. And before that was Kojak, the rapper from Ireland as well. Heaven Shouldn't Have You, and he samples Sammy Copley, which is a beautiful sample about home. This was his record about emigrating, which is a common story, you know, Irish people leaving Ireland, moving over to London. My mum actually, her parents ended up moving to Newcastle. She was born in Dublin and moved to Newcastle, and now we live in London also. Having grown up with so much Irish music around me, I'm just so happy to see so many Irish artists coming out with such cool music and being given platform and opportunity in a way that they haven't for so long. My cousin used to come on tour with me. He was in a band and he'd open up for us sometimes, and we used to have conversations just about the music scene in Ireland and how strange it was that at that time, this is like 12 years ago, it was kind of more respected to be in a covers band. And he felt like as an artist writing songs, you were kind of eyes rolled, you know, which is crazy because Ireland is just one of the most just coolest places in the world for art, music, poetry, writing. Like, Ireland has such a rich history of producing such just valuable artistic works, and of course that is going to continue whether it had a spotlight or not. So I'm just really excited to see this country being celebrated and artists being celebrated in a way that they should be being. I hope that just continues to grow. Next up is an indie classic that just never gets old to me, Help I'm Alive by Metric.
I keeps beating like a hammer.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
The SoCal Sound presents BeneFest 2024, and Jackson Brown was just added as a special guest. It's our first live music event in over a year, and a night out on Saturday, June 15th at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale. Performances by Jade Bird, Cayucas, Gems, Jackson Brown, and Pete Yorn. Support the arts and enjoy an evening of live music with us. That's right, this is a benefit for 88.5 The SoCal Sound on Saturday, June 15th. General admission, premium, or VIP packages are available now at thesocalsound.org.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Rosterita Margarita and Beverage Truck. Rosterita serves fresh organic margaritas as well as handcrafted Bloody Marys, mimosas, aguas frescas, and mocktails. Rosterita Margarita Truck caters weddings, corporate, social gatherings, and private events. Serving California from San Francisco to San Diego to Palm Springs and beyond. Rosterita.com for more information.
Support comes from Nederlander Concerts.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band. With friends, Steve Lukather from Toto. From Men at Work, Colin Hay. From Edgar Winter Band, Edgar Winter. From Average White Band, Hamish Stewart.
I got work to do.
September 8th, the Greek Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Nederlander concert.
From our open minds to your open ears. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Looking for summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was penny paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way, but someone better want me like that someday.
Kate Nash, I'm the artist in residence this month at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You just heard Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine. Joy Crooks is an amazing singer, songwriter, artist from South London. She's young, she has such a unique perspective through her lyrics. She's got like such beautiful storytelling through her songs, and it's like joyful, soulful, feels like she's talking about family and love and pain in just really unique, quirky ways with catchy tunes and like rich sounds. And she's honestly such a joker. She's a bit of a comedian as well. So I love Joy. I'm such a supporter of her music, and I'm looking forward to hearing what's coming up from her, hopefully soon. No pressure, Joy, but we all want the next record. But seriously, no pressure. I love you, call me. Before that was Kiss Me on the Bus by The Replacements, one of the most romantic songs in the world. I've been kissed on quite a few buses in my time as a touring musician. Let me just say, it's a great place to be kissed. Next is Che Vuole Questa Musica Stasera by Armando Travaglioli. I always thought this was such a good song to play at a wedding.
Che vuole questa musica stasera, che mi riporta un poco del passato. La luna ci teneva compagnia, io ti sentivo mia, soltanto mia, soltanto mia. Vorrei tenere
mattina con le tue parole, quelle parole che non sento più. Il mondo intorno a noi non esisteva per la felicità che tu mi che mi riporta un poco del passato, che mi riporta un poco del tuo amore, che mi riporta un poco di te.
You know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
sacrifice. But here in the darkness, it's not the future nor the past. And 'cause it's meant to be with you, boy, it will last. You met me halfway. Growing pains, broke some chains in every chapter. Now we know what it takes for our ever after. Took some laughs, now we're right here where we are. And I say, what I'd be.
What you gonna be?
A woman in love is what I grew up wanting to be.
Love's what I wanted to be.
It's my melody, the symphony I see. And your every word gave me strength to follow my dreams.
You met me halfway.
Face to face, tell the truth, no hope.
Baby, you know when you want me.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. This is me now. This is me now.
I'm Kate Nash. You're listening to the SoCal Sound at 88.5. I'm your artist in residence this month. I'll be here every Saturday at 6 p.m. And you just heard This Is Me Now by Jennifer Lopez, which I played because I really need to talk about the hate that is being thrown at Jennifer Lopez right now. This is something that makes me really angry. J-Lo, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, released a sort of music video movie that she funded herself. It cost her $20 million of her own money she put into it. That was her dream. That's what she wanted to make. She made it. And then there's a documentary about the making of the movie. I really recommend watching this documentary because I just feel like I underestimated J-Lo, even though when I was a teenager I was always a massive fan. I feel like I thought of her as more of like an entertainer and a pop star, but I came away just like, oh my god, she is an artist. She's so hardworking. She's thrown herself into this project. She's funded it all herself. She's done what I would do if I had $20 million to put into an artistic project. I would. And I just deeply, deeply respect that she put herself out there in such a vulnerable way, and there was so much doubt around her, and she just like pushed forth and like made her dream come true and made a piece of art that she wanted to make. I love that. And there's all this backlash because some people don't like the movie. It got some bad reviews. You know, art is subjective, so who's to say what is good and bad? Like, you have an opinion, that's great. But we're living in these really weird times where comments online have just turned into like such a nasty cesspit of hatred and vitriol, especially towards, I think, women and successful women. People have been calling J-Lo desperate. I'm sorry, this is J-Lo, okay? The woman is not desperate. She just funded her own film with $20 million. That doesn't really scream desperate to me. You scream desperate, commenting that this amazingly beautiful, talented, hardworking woman is desperate. Like, you're desperate. Why don't you just stop commenting nasty things online? I have a real problem with this at the moment because I'm just like, what are we doing? Why are we all like filled with so much like commentary that we have to like put into our phones? Like, go outside, talk to your friends, comment on things in real life. But actually online, your comments, like, they don't mean anything. Unless you're talking to a corporation that you want to make a complaint because, I don't know, you spilled a coffee on you and it gave you like a third degree burn, or a company like dropped off a parcel and everything was broken inside. Like, you don't need to be commenting online. It's actually a waste of your life. Please, please stop doing it. And please have respect for Jennifer Lopez, because she is incredible. Go and watch the movie. I loved it. I loved the doc even more because you just get to see so much of her and what she did to make her music video movie happen. Okay? Can't talk more positively about J-Lo right now. What an inspiration. All right, before that, you heard Ian Dury, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. And next up, I'm going to play Good Stuff by Bunny, who is one of my other favorite artists. Her stuff is so dreamy, heartbreaking, country vibes, like reverb guitars, dreamy vocals. And she has a new album out called 1 Million Love Songs. This is Bunny with Good Stuff.
I still remember the first time.